Hi friends, we are now on to the next chapter, that is services. Our trade in services or export of services. I have highlighted over here our spacecraft. Our space agency today is so well advanced that we have become space carriers for other countries. We carry satellites of other countries and release it in the atmosphere as per their requirement. And our carriage of such satellites are very cost conscious, and that is why more and more countries are coming to us for giving them this type of services. This is a very advanced level of services. Now, this is only to give you the importance of services. Friends, let us look at the topics being covered by chapter number 6. And here we have got the economic sectors in services. We have got different economic sectors. Then different types of service sectors in India. Of course, services are engine of export growth. I have already shown you that service exports are moving by leaps and bounds. And then strategy. We need an export strategy. That would be discussed now. What are the government initiatives? That would be discussed now. And of course, how the pandemic has affected the services also, we will discuss in this chapter.
Let us first understand the economic sectors. Basically, we have got three basic economic sectors. One is primary sector, two secondary sector, three service sector or tertiary sector of economic, and 4 and 5 are arms of service sector, that is quaternary sector and quinary sector are actually arms of the third one, that is the tertiary sector. Now, if I just try to give you a general outline of the meaning of these economic sectors. First of all, you go to any country. The country has got basic raw material, which are assets of the country. That is mining. They are mined. All products which we are getting out of the ground, mining, they are our assets. Deep sea fishing also is a part of mining. Your agriculture also is, you are getting out of the ground. These are all primary sectors of activity as far as economy is concerned. And if we export these primary sector material, then we are selling our assets only. We are not selling our services, and therefore there is no value addition. Go to the next secondary sector. The secondary sector, I am going to explain to you in a generalized way. Secondary sector is mainly the manufacturing, that is converting the raw material which are mined or extracted or farm produce. That is all types of manufacturing, processing, constructions, and activities connected with manufacturing stage only are part of the secondary sector. So you produce, mine the goods in the primary sector, bring it to the secondary sector by manufacturing and processing it, you get a certain value addition. Okay, so it is better to export from the secondary sector than the primary sector. The sector will include metalworking, smelting, textile production, chemical engineering, aerospace manufacturing, energy utilities, construction, shipbuilding. These are all coming as a part of manufacturing, processing and construction jobs. And all these are in the secondary sector. The third stage is the service sector or tertiary sector. This sector provides commercial services to both general population and also business in all the other economic sectors. Most of the developed and developing countries, a growing proportion of workers are devoted to the tertiary sector. Activities associated with this sector is wholesale, retail sale, transportation, distribution, restaurants, clerical services, tourism, healthcare, etc. Now, basically, out of these three sectors of economy, if you are in the first sector of economy, primary sector, and you are exporting from the primary sector, you are selling your assets at a primary value. Not good at all. Come to the second stage of manufacturing, processing. Yes, you are adding on to the value of the primary sector. So by adding onto the value and exporting from the secondary sector, you have got a certain advantage. You still remain in the developing country stage. If you are exporting only from primary sector, you are least developed. You are exporting from the secondary sector, you become a developing country. But if you want to really become a well-developed country, you have got to target the service sector. And the more you export from the service sector, the better will be your development. Country will develop better. It has been seen that most of the developed countries, they have developed because of service sector or tertiary sector of the economy. Because the maximum value addition for your goods and also for the services you get through the service sector. That means your primary product, manufacture it, process it, and then you add these services onto it. And the value that you generate after adding these services onto your export product, you get the maximum benefit. Why? Because you are utilizing your labor. We have got plenty of labor, plenty of cheap labor in India. And by going more into the service sector, we are giving more work to our labor force and generating more economy through services. If we look at quaternary sector, it's a part of the service sector. Basically, this consists of intellectual activities associated with technological innovations. And these activities have got a huge impact on short and long-term economic growth. The more you have technological innovations, the faster will be your growth. And therefore, it is sometimes also called a knowledge economy or a knowledge-based economy. Some of the sectors including over here are government services, library, scientific research, education and information technology. These are highly technical aspects. If you look at quinary sector, quinary deals with the highest level of decision making, especially administrative level. Most of the top executives, officials in the field of government, science, etc. But apart from the higher level of decision making, certain economics have included all domestic activities. That is, duties performed in the home by family members or dependent. It is placed under quinary sector. These activities include child care, housekeeping, your wife or mother. They are doing so much for your household. Is there any way you can measure that in terms of monetary benefits? No, you cannot measure it. But it is a part of the service rendered under the quinary sector. Otherwise, if you are required to pay for such activities, try to understand how much you would have had to pay for getting your one-time meal. Try to understand that. What is tertiarization? It is a shift from primary and secondary sectors to the tertiary sector in industrialized countries. It is the largest sector of the economy and also the fastest growing sector. All services, you cannot treat them as tangible goods. They are referred to as intangible goods, or the services are intangible assets. If you should have a model working of the economy, the focus should be shift from primary to secondary and finally to tertiary level. If we really want to go on a high level of economic growth, we should push ourselves to the tertiary section. Countries with low per capita income are in the early state of development, and main part of their national income is through production in the primary section. Countries more advanced state of development with a medium national income generate their income mostly in the secondary sector. And highly developed countries with a high income, where tertiary sector dominates the total output of the economy. And as per statistics, if you really want to get into a high level developed economy, 60% of the economy should come from this sector, that is the tertiary sector, that is the service sector. Of course, minus the household duties and all. So, export of this particular sector has got a greater meaning. Trade in services are sale and delivery of intangible products, which are called services, between a producer and a consumer. And these services includes banks, hotels, estate, education, health, social work, computer service, recreation, medical, media, electricity, gas and water supply. This trade takes place between a producer and a consumer that are legal in legal terms based in different countries. It is called international trade in services. As of today, India is the 8th largest exporter of commercial services in the world. The high point is IT. Service sector constitutes a very large part of the Indian economy because of its employment potential and contribution to national income. You have a wide range of activities, and especially coming of the IT sector, that is field of information and communication technology, ICT, or simple services pursued by sector workers, for example, vegetable sellers, hawkers, rickshaw pullers. These are all local services, they are not exportable services. But ICT gives you an export service activity. And here, as of now, half of the GDP is attributed to this service sector. It is growing very fast, 10% per annum, employing more than a quarter of the workforce. And it accounts for a very high share in foreign direct investment flows. Over 1/3 of total exports is service export. We have got to increase this to at least 2/3 of the exports. Many sector businesses will focus on what is called the knowledge economy. We need to keep ahead of other businesses by understanding what the customers want, and we should be ready to give it to them quickly and at a low cost. That is how our space technology has increased by leaps and bounds. Gross value addition. This is the most important factor. Gross value addition in services continues to be the key driver in Indian economy. And share of GDP increases with development of this sector, while with primary sector it goes on decreasing. This is led by growth in the IT sector and computer software business in India. Day by day, this is increasing in leaps and bounds. It is due to increased specialization, availability of large pool of low-cost, highly skilled and educated and fluent English-speaking workers on the supply side. Mind you, this is a very big plus point which we have in India to increase our service sector by leaps and bounds. This is matched by increased demand from foreign consumers interested in India's service exports. Method of trade as far as service exports is concerned, there are four modes of supply of under GATS, General Agreement on Trades and Services by WTO. WTO has got a General Agreement on Services, and there are four modes. Mode 1, cross-border trade. Number 2, consumption model, that is consumption of goods. And 3, commercial presence. Model 4, presence of natural persons. As per WTO, model number 2 is by far the most liberalized mode in terms of commitments by WTO members. That is consumption abroad. consumption in your country of goods and services is having less meaning than trying to create more consumption in other countries so that you earn more foreign exchange in exports. This is because governments are less likely to restrict the movements of citizens outside the domestic borders. There is no restriction on tourists at all. Tourists are free to move here and there, and they constitute the consumption abroad. Even when a foreign tourist comes to India, they consume anything over here. It's treated as consumption abroad. Services trade agreements under WTO, we have a GATS, GATS, which is enshrined in WTO agreement. This is signed by regional economic groupings such as ASEAN and NAFTA, that is North American Free Trade Agreement and ASEAN Agreement. These are large agreements between the groups of countries. They are primarily negotiated and comprised high and upper middle income countries who are members of WTO. We have got more bargaining power because we are in the high income or middle income countries. And they hope to liberalize trade in financial services, healthcare and transportation between themselves. These are the services where we have got good scope and we are well onto this. Our financial services, one of the best in the country. Look at our healthcare. We are now going on to healthcare, tourism and transportations gone into space. That's the biggest achievement. Business and professional services will include financial accounting services, advertising services, architectural and engineering services, information technology services, legal services, communication services, audiovisual services, postal and courier service also, and telecommunication. Construction and related services, distribution agencies, educational services, energy services, environmental services, health and social services, tourism services, transport services. These are all services where we can do a lot of exports. Our fastest growing service sector is based on information technology. One, ITES or IT enabled services. Two, telecommunications. Three, financial services. Digital payment has gone increasing by leaps and bounds. Then communication services, community services, hotels and restaurants. If we only look at ITES sector, IT and ITES sector, it is the single basic growth engine for the economy. It has contributed substantially to our GDP, employment and export, all combined. We have gained a brand identity as a knowledge economy in India. We have ITES has got four major components. One, direct IT services. Two, business process outsourcing. BPO is a very important sector where we are expanding very fast. Engineering services and R&D. Then software products. Today, SEZ, SEZ in Mumbai is one of the biggest center for software product exports. Hyderabad, Bangalore, these have all become large centers as far as software exports are concerned. Look at aviation. India is the fourth largest civil aviation market in the world. Here, thanks to the father of aviation, Mr. J.R.D. Tata, who founded the first airline in India, and ultimately government took it over and converted to Air India that we see today. It is one of the first airlines which has crossed the Atlantic Ocean, as well as the first airline to fly jets. Air Corporation Act nationalized all the privately owned 8 domestic airlines into 2, Indian Airlines for domestic services and the Tata Group owned Air India for international services. Later on, this was amended and Air Corporation Act was repealed and the civil aviation sector was deregularized. The aviation industry experienced a rapid transformation following this deregulation, and we saw many private airlines coming in. Banking and financial services. The Indian money market is classified into number one, organized sector, comprising private, public, and foreign-owned commercial banks and cooperative banks. They are all known as scheduled banks. Then there is the unorganized sector, which includes the individual or family-owned bankers or money lenders and NBFCs, non-banking financial companies. Government of India nationalized 20 banks and made it mandatory for banks to provide 40% of their net credit to priority sector. This was a necessity at that time. Later reforms has opened up the banking and insurance sector to private and large foreign companies also. Insurance. India became the 10th largest insurance market in the world in 2013. It still remains small compared to world's major economies. Indian insurance market accounted for just 2% of the world insurance business in 2017. Of the 52 insurance companies in India, 24 are active in only life insurance business. But apart from that, we have specialized insurers known as Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, which offers export credit guarantee. And then there is another specialized insurance company that is for agriculture. Agriculture insurance company offers crop insurance. Look at our retail market. Of course, as of today, our retail market is one of the second largest employer in India after agriculture. Why? Because we have very small shopholders. Small shopholders are prevalent at virtually each road, each lane in India. The Indian retail market is estimated to be one of the top 5 retail markets in the world by economic value. And it is growing by leaps and bounds. It is the fastest growing market in the world. Retail industry, they consist mainly of local stores, owner-manned shops, and street vendors. Of course, now since quite some time back, you have started seeing retail supermarkets, malls expanding to e-commerce retail market also. there's a big quantum jump going on yet as of today by foreign companies coming into India for retail markets. Thank you.